Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Frank Lavin is here, too. Frank is a great member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of Export Now, which helps companies sell online in China from their home offices sometimes. He's a former Undersecretary of the International Trade for the U.S. Department of Commerce. Back in the day, he's got some serious credentials along these lines. Spends a lot of time in China. I'm not sure where he is in the universe right now, but we're going to find out any minute now. Frank Lavin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be back. Good to chat with you and good to chat with the radio audience.
Good to have you back, Frank, as always. Are you a stateside or are you in China today?
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. The firm is based in China, and we run it out of Shanghai. But I am right now a little bit south. I'm in Singapore because my wife works out of Singapore. So I have to divide my time, business in Shanghai and home life in Singapore.
But you're perched on the Pacific Rim for sure right there today, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what we do is just help U.S. companies, U.S. brands enter the China market essentially and use e-commerce to do that.
So how is business right now?
Business is doing very well. There's two or three things going on. There's the movement of China. It's a middle-income status where they still got a ways to go, but you've got millions of people every year developing purchasing power. And second big trend is the movement toward e-commerce, where China really leads the world, meaning a higher percentage of retail sales are e-commerce in China than in the U.S. or any other country. So we can say in China, every country, every company can be a Dollar Shave Club. Every brand can be a pure play e-commerce, and you can do extremely well in that market.
Right, and you're helping them. So what you're saying is this burgeoning e-commerce environment in China has opportunity for people who sell online from America, right?
Yeah, and here's the point: if you're a mid-sized firm, a smaller business in the U.S., you won't easily get distribution in any market because mm-hmm. you're kind of niche, you're kind of boutique, your brand is necessarily known. But if you go online, you can find customers and they can find you. So this really helps. I mean, think of a company that might sell $1 million or a few million dollars a year in China. That's very, very tough to get shelf space or get national distribution if that's your entire revenue. But for an e-commerce store, $1 million is a very nice number. $2 million is better.
That's right.
And you can have a very profitable business with a reasonably small number.
And so you become the bureau. You become sort of the intermediary between the giant market in China and the small businesses in other parts of the world, haven't you?
Yeah, what we try to do is run in China an e-commerce store that essentially replicates the client, the brand's home market e-commerce store. So if you're selling online in the U.S., we'll say we can take that store, that look, those photos, translate into Chinese, localize it, and operate it for you in China. And we'll bring the product into market. We'll do the regulatory labeling and testing and approval process. We'll do all the financial settlement. And we'll remit U.S. dollars back to you. And we'll also give you IT integration so that you can sit at your laptop in Atlanta or in Houston or wherever you want. And you can say, well, today I sold 55 widgets and I'm owed 1,000 renminbi, which is going to be turned into U.S. dollars and wired to me on Friday. And you can see your cash position, your inventory position. So you're essentially getting the same dashboard for a China e-commerce store that you might if you're selling on Amazon or any other platform in the U.S.
And when you understand the logistics of getting the product over there and the part that you're going to take out of the transaction for your expertise and all that, you help the people with pricing too, don't you? You help them understand how they need to price their product?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You've got to do a little bit of planning for this project. What you don't want to do is simply 100% replicate your home market store because consumer tastes will be different, purchasing power is a little different. So you do a little bit of market discovery about what kind of products are selling, what colors do people like. So if you're selling cosmetics, you know, do they like the strawberry scented face cream or do they like the lemon scented face cream? So you've got to do a little bit of market discovery, but that's not too hard to do. We look online, we look at comparable brands and comparable price points and other products, and you can see what is selling. And we say, let's aim for that sweet spot.
So if someone has designer clothes, a lot of people make designer clothes, you know, they'll take a pair of jeans for $29 and they'll cut holes in them and put sequins on them and sell them for $500 in America. Is that the kind of thing, some things like that, do those sell in China?
Well, I would say this, that the Chinese consumer at the upper level, Chinese purchasing power per capita income is lower than the U.S., but at the upper levels, it performs somewhat the same. So if you look at that upper quartile, say, or upper third of the Chinese population, you'll say that purchasing power is very similar to America. Right. And no surprise, they want these great American products,
right.
Levi's, Nike, Disney products. The Starbucks is huge in China. So for the more affluent people, that mass affluent space, that kind of product does very well in the Chinese market.
What is does the Chinese government do they restrict anything? Like if there are a lot of people who make soap, scented soaps and things like that, do they restrict
right.
things like that?
Well, what we've seen, yeah, there are labeling requirements and testing requirements. So if it's a food item, an electronics appliance,
right.
Cosmetics, clothing, apparel items have to have labeling. So there are labeling requirements, testing requirements. We have to talk about that. But in our experience, those are very evenly applied. And if you go into a Chinese supermarket, you'll see Heinz and Kraft and Smucker's.
Right.
And we worked with Smucker's. We launched Ocean Spray. So you'll see the major food groups in the Chinese supermarkets.
What's an example?
But there is a labeling and testing requirement.
What's an example? I got about 30 seconds before we go to a break, Frank. What's an example of a product, one or two products that basically have the easiest opportunity to go from the United States to a China shelf?
Well, I would say this. The strong brands win, and by strong brands, I mean, do you have tell me about your digital activity in the U.S. Do you have a lot of Facebook friends, a lot of Twitter followers? I mean, there's something about your brand that people love, they want to share, they want to talk about, so that brand itself really has traction. And the Chinese consumers tend to respect those kind of brands.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Frank, I need the website, please.
Exportnow.com, www.exportnow.com.
Exportnow.com. Check it out, folks, and learn more about how to do this. Frank Lavin and I will be right back. I've got a lot more questions for him, including some about China. What's going on with the possible trade war? Are we going to have one of those? We'll see what Frank has to say about that. It's 9:20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.